Hi. Couldn't think of anything else to say, and he didn't speak, biding his time, I presume, so it was a quiet walk to the cafeteria. Walking with Edward through the crowded lunchtime rush was a lot like my first day here. Everyone stared. He led the way into the line, still not speaking, though his eyes returned to my face every few seconds, their expression speculative. Seemed to me that irritation was winning out over amusement as the dominant emotion in his face. I fidgeted nervously with the zipper on my jacket. He stepped up to the counter and filled a tray with food. "What are you doing?" I objected. "You're not getting all that for me." He shook his head, stepping forward to buy the food. "Half is for me, of course." I raised one eyebrow. He led the way to the same place we'd sat that one time before. From the other end of the long table, a group of seniors gazed at us in amazement as we sat across from each other. Edward seemed oblivious. "Take whatever you want," he said, pushing the tray toward me. "I'm curious," I said, as I picked up an apple, turning it around in my hands. "What would you do if someone dared you to eat food?" "You're always curious," he grimaced, shaking his head. He glared at me, holding my eyes as he lifted the slice of pizza off the tray, and deliberately bit off a mouthful, chewed quickly, and then swallowed. I watched, eyes wide. "If someone dared you to eat dirt, you could, couldn't you?" he asked condescendingly. I wrinkled my nose. "I did once, on a dare,